Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you been waiting for?
Two.
Start the show.
One.
Good morning. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Do you guys have everything sorted out over here?
Yes.
It looked kind of messy.
Yes.
It was
this is wiggly wires.
This
over
is
here.
Definitely the most unprepared show I've ever done, which sometimes ends up being the best because
yeah.
I had a really crazy youth hockey game last night, and I'm surprised I even still have a voice. But I'm here, and more importantly, I have friends with me. Addison Clark is here.
Yay!
And my sister from another mister, Donna Harris, is here.
Yay!
Now, Addie, does anybody still call you Addie besides me and Jimmy?
Not really.
Okay.
Every once in a while, I get it from, you know, say the wife.
Yeah.
The daughter doesn't know any better, so, you
so
know.
She yeah. doesn't know any. Your poor daughter. So, Addison is one of the most legendary figures on the Stephen DC Morning Show. We recently reconnected at the reunion. That
yes,
was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
And so one thing that Addison was known for the most was his stunts. I mean, they were
yep.
legendary. I mean, there was nothing that you would not do, you know, for Stephen DC, and you kind of set the bar for the guys who came after you.
That was the whole kind of thing. I would do anything for the Stephen DC show.
And so, Donna, did you listen back then, or was that...
Yes. Oh, yeah.
At your private school, were you, like, listening in the bathroom when nobody
right.
was looking?
Yeah. Or sneaking it where my mom couldn't hear. Yeah.
Trying to not
right.
get in trouble.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because I'm the old one here. I don't realize, I mean,
you
like...
You pretty much are.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I am.
So,
it's...
I don't want to just talk about old stuff because we just did that a few weeks ago. But one of my favorite stories ever that I think a lot of people forgot about is when Addison started in radio with Stephen DC. Because Stephen DC's, their big arch rival was J.C. Corcoran.
Yeah.
Okay? Those two, like, flickery, I guess three. Those three had, like, flickering flames of hatred for
yeah.
each other.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, wanted to kill each other every single day.
Right.
That's how radio is, or that's how it was back then. It was cutthroat.
Right, exactly. It was competition. You
yeah.
know, he had been the big man on top here for so many years.
And here came Stephen
know?
DC uh-huh. blowing right by him.
Yep.
And so around the same time that you started the Stephen DC show, J.C. Corcoran's wife, I guess, gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. And, and they named her Addison Clark. Now, at the same time, Stephen DC... hired this jackass intern. Were you an intern or production?
Yes. Nope. Yes.
And they said, your name is going to be...
Addison Clark.
Okay.
That is amazing.
So that's
yeah.
how he got his name.
Yeah. I never knew that.
That's where it came from.
So mm-hmm. while JC is talking about his beautiful baby girl and like milestones she's reaching, Addison's like butt naked with pagers strapped
right.
to his scrotum.
Exactly. Here's whipping boy, you know, getting just shellacked and made fun of all over the radio.
Yes. Now, this obviously made JC very mad.
Yes.
And so how long... Now, JC was... a veteran in the business.
Yes.
Okay. And so how long had you been working for Stephen DC when they named you after his daughter?
Oh boy. Well, that was pretty much when I just came on with him. I mean, show number one, I was Addison Clark. I was introduced as intern Addison Clark.
So you're there like 3 days and they're like, we're naming you after JC's kid. So now how long was it before JC punched you in the face?
You know, I'm trying to recall. I think it was probably a good 3-4 years.
Oh, so it
right?
was a while.
Yeah. So it was building.
Pent up energy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was building in his fist, in his face, everywhere. It was.
So when I was dating Jimmy, we were at like a Barnes and Noble and it was like our third date. And he's like, hey, so do you know the Addison JC story? I'm like, no. He's like, come look at this book. There's a book in every bookstore in town with an
yeah.
entire chapter on you.
I've heard about
what?
This.
In JC?
Yes. JC wrote a
book.
Yeah.
He wrote a book. Yeah.
And so there's a whole story about Addison.
Apparently there's like a whole chapter devoted to me.
The chapter is called The Mongoloid Baby.
No, it's not. No, are you serious?
No, I'm kidding. That's okay. not. No,
that's
no,
what
no,
they
no.
used to call JC's daughter.
No. I think that was a one-time thing.
Oh, okay.
All right. And I think that's why JC to this day, and I understand it, will always hate DC Chimes.
Oh.
Because DC
really,
said.
Really, DC should have taken the punch, not Addison, right? What happened?
He's not going to say.
First of all, if somebody called one of my kids a mongoloid baby, I'd punch him in the face,
sure,
too.
Right. Yeah. Well, you got to understand that we didn't even understand the concept of what they... It was just a word. Right. It was just this ugly mongoloid baby, right?
And you're a new intern, so just briefly tell me what happens the day that you get punched in the face. Now, I'm not going to get you any legal trouble, right? Like, that's all gone.
No, it's long gone.
The case is over.
Mm-hmm. It's done.
But there was a case.
They went to trial.
Oh, we went to trial.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we sat in trial for a week. It was like I was on murder. Let me first tell you, don't ever, ever, ever do anything wrong and put you on trial in front of a jury. Because, so they talk about the jury of your peers. Let me tell you something. Those are my peers. I'm just need to stop living.
Really?
Right? These were not my peers.
You were super offended.
Not my people.
Your parents had to be like, what has our son done with his life? He's been working for this radio show a week.
It was so funny. My father sat through the whole trial with next to Steve Shannon.
Were any of the Stephen DC Riris there in support of you? Stephen DC had many, oddball followers that just loved us to no end.
Yeah.
So there, it was like Mad Hoosier sitting there with you? Or?
No, the Hoosier wasn't there, but there were some fans that would come, like, you know, throughout the course of each day.
Yeah.
And they would just sit and listen to the trial. And Judgment Day, I guess that was publicized, you know, that the verdict was coming out or whatnot. And there were probably about 20 people there. I was shy. It was like, I mean, we were signing autographs walking in the courtroom.
That's so
it was
funny.
what was the verdict?
Yeah. So the verdict was, surprisingly, that I was found. I was found guilty of, I guess, negligence. The whole thing was kind of screwy because he was asking.
Did you get punched in the face?
Yes.
Well, then why did you get in trouble?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out.
So break it down, because you guys jumped ahead to the trial. But what happened to get you to that point?
So,
I mean, I just hear a punch in the face.
Okay, so the thing about JC was he pulled the stunt years and years ago that he interrupted this guy's broadcast, right?
Okay.
So we thought it would be fitting if I interrupted a broadcast, you know.
So is it like the Howard Stern Baba Booey thing? Like somebody's on the air and you just bum rush them?
Barge right in. Yep. So he's at a remote. He's interviewing some.
Where is the remote?
It was downtown okay. St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And he's standing in front of a parking garage and he was interviewing some passerbys doing a little charity thing before a ball game, right? So I walk up to him and I've got
you in DC, right?
Yeah. Well, DC was down the road. He was just kind of observing.
Of course he was.
Right.
Of course he was.
Sounds about right.
No. Of course not. And the whole thing is he's telling me, he drops me off in the car, and he's like, now I'll be nearby, but realize that, you know, he could punch you.
So you...
Like, oh, gee, thanks.
Foreshadowing.
Right. So,
little
did we know.
How did you feel when he asked you that? I mean, when he told you that, did you really believe him that
no.
that was it? Okay.
God, no. No, no. I thought, you know, here I am. You know, I had this plan. I had this list of questions, right? And they were stupid questions. You know, like I started off with, you know, hey, old man, are you still in radio?
Now, did he know who you were right off the bat, or did it take him a minute to figure out who you were?
No. Well, when I came up, I started yelling, you know. So I'm approaching. I got a tape recorder. He's standing, you know, from me to across the room, and you know, and I'm like, "Hey, JC, I'm Addison Clark from the Stephen DC show." And he's like, "Oh, yeah." I mean, it totally caught him by surprise.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, "You dumb old ass man, are you still in radio?" and at that moment, you know, that's where we got the JC spasm from. If you've heard the story where he gets mad and his face turns red and he starts shaking. So he was just
Hulk Hogan in the 80s when he starts hulking up. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. You could hear the songs in the background.
Yes. Real American.
Yes. So so he's getting the spaz, right? And he drops out, cuts it back to his partner across the street, and doesn't even turn around. I'm just standing next to him, and he just kind of takes the back of his hand and just boom, right in my face.
Oh, like a Steven Seagal move. You're talking like he did the like, one of those things.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
like the elbow up into the back of the face.
Right. Brought out the kung fu.
And at that point, did you run or fall or?
Well, I fell. I didn't expect it. I mean, I wasn't stupid. I wasn't going to hit him back because I'm thinking, what is this? Really? Just hit me.
That's pretty interesting, though. I mean, that wasn't like a straight on punch. So did he ever try to like argue that, you know, he was so angry that he like shot out in anger, but he wasn't really trying to punch you type of thing?
He claimed that and this is what his defense was in court. And this is essentially how he won. This was what they proved was. That he feared for his safety when I ran at him flailing my arms and he stuck his hand up in protection and I ran into it with my face and fell down on the ground and started flailing.
Oh gosh.
And this is a jury of our peers,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, sure
that
it is.
That bought this crap. Yes.
Oh my gosh. And so okay. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is Addison Clark in a nutshell, and whose real name is Tim Melton for anybody who...
What does guilty mean, though? What did you have to do?
Yeah, so basically, he asked, he sued us for like $2.7 million.
Wow. He punched you!
Yes!
Dude, somebody please call my kid a mongoloid baby so I can punch you and get money. Right. I mean, it's borderline genius.
So I think that the whole lawsuit was that the fact that I used that name on the air caused severe emotional distress to him and his family.
You know, and that was around the time when that was the Sue Happy time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that decade that, where people were suing people for emotional distress.
Yeah, absolutely.
That makes sense.
Yep, yeah. And that's what they took advantage of. They wanted my name removed off the air permanently.
Ooh.
Every worst of CD recorded, everything demolished and gone. We said no. But they awarded him, in a nutshell, they awarded him like $375,000.
That's a good chunk of change.
And we disputed that, what do you call it when you...
I don't know. Yeah. It starts with an R.
Anyway, we disputed the...
Appeal.
We appealed.
There you go.
Yes.
Thank you, Gary.
Yes. We appealed. They settled out of court about 6 months later, and they awarded him like $100,000 or something.
All right. Well, we're glad you're here tonight. So. And hey, we're being Sue happy. Can I sue the youth hockey organization for the hockey game last night? I mean, really, if we're talking about emotional distress here.
Right.
All right. So Addison is here. Don is here. Producer Gary's here.
Hello.
And whose phone is that? Is that mine?
Yeah, that was yours.
Oh. Okay.
Who was it?
That was JC. He was calling over his distress.
Oh, you're recording. Okay.
Right. I declined it. You can call her.
Oh, God. She's going to think I died, Gary. You now call my mom back. We'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
Queen, she was raised out the world, baby.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Come on! Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
That's right. Mondays do suck a little bit less because I am on the air. And the Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Tan Envy in St. Peter's, Missouri. Addison, you're going to have to turn your head for a little bit. I got to show a body part to Donna.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Donna,
all right, let's see this.
Check this out, baby.
Woo! So that is a cute heart.
That is a level 2 Versa Spa with the instant bronze bed that I do out at Tan Envy. And you've done the Versa Spa before first, right?
Yes.
Or before?
Yeah.
So Tan Envy, of course, they've got the great... You can turn around now, Addison.
Thank you.
You know, they've got the great bulb beds. They've got the bronzing beds. They've got the product. They've got everything you want. You know, the spray tanning just happens to be what I do. And I know a lot of places have spray tan, but not all spray tans were created equally.
No, that is true.
Donna and I know this from working with brides for a living.
Yes.
So if you want a great spray tan, check out Tan Envy in St. Peter's, Missouri. They're located at 1104 Jung's Station Road. If you have any questions about their sales or specials, you can give them a call. Make sure you tell them Kelly Mano sent you. And their phone number is 636-447-3553. Donna?
636-447-3553. I said, give me two.
is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Now, Addie, you follow hockey like I do.
Yep, sure.
Did you see Otter got hurt?
Did.
He is out 3 months. My ESPN alert went off, you know, yesterday, and it said, you know, Otter's gone for 3. That just sucks.
It was nasty, too.
I missed it. I was shooting a wedding. So
hurt me to watch.
So, Donna, in hockey terms, you know, Steve Ott is our pest. He's our mean guy. He's our dirty guy. He's our, you know, scratch your eyeballs out guy. So he makes the game fun.
Okay.
So now that he's out, you know, and Hitchcock hasn't been playing Reeves a lot, I don't know what the hell's wrong.
Where's the entertainment, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So that just means somebody's got to step up.
Yeah, yeah. I hope they put Reeves back in.
They need to.
My fear is that they're looking to trade Reeves, and I don't want to see that. They need him.
They do need him, and they need to give him more of a chance, especially how good he was. Last year that was the CPR line, or was that the year before?
No, they played that a little bit last year, I think.
Reeves got hot last year.
Oh, yeah. He's a good player.
Dude.
He's a good skater. He's got skills. He's not just a brood out there.
No.
He's not going to score 40 goals. That's not his role. But, man, if you need a change in the pace of the game and the attitude, I mean, that's the guy.
And, you know, Reeves, so what I learned from his wife is that he was not raised as the fighter on the team. He was like a center, like a power forward. And then, you know, I think it was in college, they're like, hey, we need a fighter. So a lot of times, Donna, these coaches will just assign you a position.
Okay.
So it was, I guess, like a year and a half ago that Rocky was like the goon on his team.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we just need you to like take out whatever number we tell you to. That's your job.
Fun job.
Yeah. And so, you know, it kind of goes like, so hockey is separated in 2 years at a time. So Rocky, you know, 1 year he's playing like 6 to 8 year olds and 8 to 10 year olds and 10 to 12 year olds. So if you're a 10 year old playing against 12 year olds, they're usually a little bit better than you.
It's going to be hard too. Right. You know, you give up weight and size, and that's hard when you're
so
a little kid.
Like, guess what? You're a goon this year. If you can't score a hat trick, this is what you do.
How goon is he?
Yeah. Actually, Rocky's such a sweet kid. Like last game he got not in trouble, because Rocky never gets in trouble from sports from us ever. That's not our job. We're not the hockey coach. But we did have a little talk to him about like being a little bit meaner, you know, because he's bigger than half those kids out there.
Yeah.
And he's just such a sweetheart that, you know, we just have to remind him that it's hockey.
Get a little aggressive, right?
Yes. Yeah. He's like, Mom, I don't want to get a penalty. I don't want to get in trouble. I'm like, you are not at home. Like, that's part of the game.
Well, just tell him go out there and knock somebody on their ass and say, oh, I'm sorry, sweet cheeks. Can you get back on now?
Exactly. So, I don't know if you guys, are you guys prepared for Christmas? We all have kids here.
No.
I've never been so far behind.
See, I actually feel a little bit ahead of the game this year.
Really?
I am so ahead of the game that I might have a really major giveaway on this show next week.
Ooh, what is it?
Wow.
So, the hot toy this year is a hoverboard.
Those are so cool.
Okay. Wow, don't ever repeat that word again, okay? Just in case any ears are listening. So, you know, I do everything. Do you guys do Amazon Prime?
Of course.
No.
That's probably why you're ahead of the game.
Oh, I've done. It was like in November. Addie, your wife probably does Amazon Prime.
She might. I don't know.
It's this amazing 2-day shipping service. And so I ordered. That was like the big thing that my kids wanted. And so I ordered that like 4 weeks ago, and the shipping, it never came out. And I'm like, what? And then they changed the shipping date.
What do you mean the shipping? Oh, it just didn't ship to you because you pre-ordered it or something?
No, I just ordered it like regular Amazon Prime, and then I get a note saying now that this item is going to be delivered between December 11th and December 30th. And I'm like, oh, that's not good enough.
No.
So I start emailing the company, and I get nothing in return. And so then finally I send my third email that says, cancel my order. Because I don't want, you guys are not, returning my calls. And so I order, and then I go order a second one. And then I get an email back from the first one, and they're in Japan. And in very broken English, I get like a, please don't be mad, is coming for Christmas, we busy. And I'm like, damn it. Okay. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to give you a little bit more time. In the meantime, the other one's already come.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure that here in a couple days, I'm going to be getting a second one. And here's the thing. To ship that thing back to Japan.
No, it wouldn't even be worth
Producer
it.
Producer Gary,
no.
You're
getting
busy next week. Can you ship something to Japan?
I'm all in.
Well, and by the time I get it back to Japan, and by the time I get reimbursed for it, I mean, it's going to take months for that.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And so I talked to Jimmy and I said, maybe we should just eat the money and give it away.
That would be sweet.
I mean, because I know a lot of parents out there that would like to get that for their kids for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
And so,
can't. You can't get them. I mean, it's hard.
And I got two. Almost. I got to make sure it comes in. As long as it comes in this week, we're giving it away next week.
This is the kind of toy that's like kid-adult type of thing too, right?
Oh,
I mean, these are, you're going to see a lot of dads on this.
Oh, yeah.
You better believe I'll have that sucker mastered before it's even wrapped.
Yeah. You see a lot of dads falling off this.
Right.
Yes, exactly. And so we got to come up with something big. This cannot be an easy giveaway.
Okay.
I'm thinking, you know what? I'm not even going to say what I'm thinking. All I'm saying is that if you want to get that particular item for your kid for Christmas, you could get it for free on the Kelly Mano Show next week. That's all I'm saying.
Sweet deal.
Mm,
I mean,
that's awesome.
We're kind of high rollers around here.
Yep.
I lost my papers. I found it. You know what else is?
Among other things.
Listen, Gary, I am a... So another thing that is big, like for Christmas is for adults, are these adult coloring books. Now, this might surprise Addison. This does not surprise Don and I.
No, not
Wait.
At all.
We've been coloring
He's
with our
looking
kids for
both
years.
Us, like, really? Totally, like,
yes.
What?
Because we still have little kids, and when you have little kids, there's fun stuff to do with them, and then there's not fun stuff to do with them. When Bailey was little, what was her favorite thing to play with you?
Oh, boy. I mean, we chase each other.
Yeah.
You know.
Dad stuff, wrestling.
Threw things at each other.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
You know, she
you
had little
a little
sliding board. Yeah. Yeah. Well, she was a tomboy, you know,
yeah.
So she wasn't into the girly things.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Her and Mom colored together.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
But I'm not so much into the color. I color like a 3-year-old myself. So
if you go in any of my kids' coloring books, there are pages that say Mom, and I've colored them, and it sucks when they want to help you. I'm like,
well, that's why you said that you color with your kids. I actually have a coloring book it's for me. I don't color.
Really?
With, yeah. Yeah, I take it on vacation with me, and it's like relaxing.
And that is one, that's the new thing this year is the hot item for adults are these adult color. It is really intricate designs.
Well, do you guys actually use like the crayon, the Crayola boxes
my gosh,
and everything? What?
I just always have it with me. That's how much of a dork I am.
Donna carries her coloring book.
Oh, good Lord. Someone would be slapping me on the hands going, stay between the lines.
Well, now, wait a minute. See, I could never color this good. I'm good with like a Care Bear.
But these are like super intricate, like it's called Fantastic City, so it's like, you know, tiny.
Have you colored anything in here?
How do you use pencils, colored pencils on that? What do you use?
I'm still having to work on it.
You use
really,
crayons?
Really hard, and I don't get to go on many vacations. So
okay, see, I could not ever color this. This would give me anxiety, but I need to get my own like Paw Patrol coloring book.
No, you would love to do this. It makes you slow down. And then I have to slow down and do every tiny piece.
Well, this is nice because your kids can't mess it up.
Right.
I hate when I'm coloring a page and then Libby Lou, sweet little Libby Lou's like, Mommy, can I color that with you? And I'm like, it's almost a perfect Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
And you're screwing it up.
Yeah. And that's the opposite of like relaxing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love to color with my kids. I also love playing with Play-Doh with my kids. Like anytime they're playing with Play-Doh, I'm there with them. I think it's
right.
Like the smell of it.
Right. I like the smell of Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's such a balance, too, because the thing you're enjoying, sometimes you're trying not to be a perfectionist with it. Like you said with Libby.
Don't mix the Play-Doh.
Yeah, don't mix the Play-Doh or don't color on my sheet. Or like tonight we did, or yesterday. When was that? Last week. Yeah, we did the gingerbread houses with the kids.
Yeah.
And so I had my side and they had their side and they kept wanting to encroach on my area.
Yes.
I'm like, don't. Mine is symmetrical. You can like mess yours up all you want.
Your mommy has issues. Step away from my coloring book.
Right.
I'm so glad we don't have to do the ginger house this year.
I know. Is Bailey past all that stuff?
No, she has done one the past 3 or 4 years,
yeah.
And all of them, they're just a mess in our house. It doesn't work out so good.
Oh.
No.
Well, the one thing that I hate playing with my kids is make-believe. I am the most uncreative person on the planet whenever Libby
that
Lou's...
That can't be true.
It is.
No.
Libby Lou's like, let's play Barbies and we're going to the vet. And I'm like, my Barbie took a nap. My Barbie is really tired.
My Barbie's eating cookie dough and watching Wendy Williams.
That is all my Barbie would do. Because that's all I do every single day. Did I tell you, I swear to God, I think my pig knows when Wendy Williams is on. Like, because that's my lunch break every day. Because I work. I'm editing pictures. And then every day at 1 o'clock is when I go in to watch Wendy Williams.
Right.
It's like my one show that I'm just dedicated to because I love her so much. And it's like every time the pig is right there where he knows I'm going to sit and he's waiting for me to watch Wendy.
Okay. So that's his like prime time of the day. He's
that
waiting
is.
For mom to feed him while she veggies out and watches
yes.
Wendy Williams.
How you doing? I love me some Wendy. You know who else I really like? Did you see? Well, Gary, you might need the microphone for this. Donna, give that to Gary. So Playboy, you know, they announced a couple of weeks ago that they are not doing nude photos anymore.
Right. So we could just read the articles.
Yeah. I mean, like we've been doing for years, right?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I think it's a smart move because, I mean, porn is everywhere now. You can get it free. You can get it on your handheld phone. And, you know, so I think it's a good move for Playboy. And did you see who they picked as their final cover girl?
No.
Pamela Anderson.
I'm down with that.
She looks like Skeletor anymore. No.
Have you obviously haven't seen her recently.
I haven't.
She looks very, very good. Now, granted, she does look like her age.
Well, she's aged, of course.
Right.
She is 80.
Is this like an homage type of thing? Isn't there like a better person that they could have said? I mean,
I don't know. I see Pamela Anderson for our generation represents Playboy.
Right.
I mean,
exactly. I mean, they could have taken it to me. They could have taken it like even maybe a step further.
Like
and
maybe
done
Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy. Right, that's what Jenny McCarthy, Pamela Anderson, you know, one of the WWE girls that did it.
Was Raquel Welch. I mean, what's the deal? Aren't there a bunch of other, like, hot old ladies that could
ask?
Yeah,
but I think Raquel's too old.
Okay.
And Pamela is, like, in Hef's pack pocket. Like, they're good friends, and
you could get the other two girls next door that actually still like him.
Resurrect Anna Nicole from the dead.
Right.
Her implants are probably still good.
Oh, stop. Okay, too far.
But anyway, I love Pamela Anderson. I think she's a sweetheart. I mean, like, she's just one of the nicest girls, and I kind of want the magazine.
Yeah.
Don't you guys?
I'd look at it. I'm curious.
Isn't that like a kind of like a frame in your basement kind of thing? I mean, maybe.
Yeah, well, you know, it's more like sitting on the toilet type
of
thing.
Yeah, I was going to say frame it in your bathroom, maybe.
Oh, you do that on the toilet? God, Addison, you're disgusting.
Sorry.
Hey, Addison, guess what I have in the other room?
What?
So I went with Lucy to Target last night, and I happened to buy a full-size elf costume.
Oh.
And now I bought a women's extra, extra large.
I don't think you're that big, Kelly.
No, but but I think that it would fit you. Now, I'm just wondering. Jimmy! Hey, Addison, yell for my husband.
All I can say is, yay, that means you don't have it in mind for me.
No. Yay! Oh, Gary, I've got stuff coming up for you because we're going to see if you can fit in it too. But so when I said I was having Addison on a co-host, my husband, so Addie, don't be mad at me. My husband said you cannot have Addison Clark on and not have him do a stunt.
Of course. That's what he's known. Oh, am I allowed?
Yes, God.
I've always been a projector.
Okay, hold it further away. There you go.
Okay, so listen, that's Addie's, that's his thing, you know? Everyone knows Addie from his stunts, his street stunts on Steven DC. You can't have him in. It would be like having, you love New Kids on the Block. It'd be like having Donnie in here.
And not doing Hangin' Tough.
Exactly.
So, Addison, when we come back, are you up for a good old-fashioned street stunt?
Well, you know what they say. I'm Addison. And I'll do anything for the Kelly Mano Show.
Yeah!
All right, we will hash out the details when we get back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Tell she never seen Murphy Lee before. Cause she just standing there as if I'm shooting free throws. I said, excuse me, miss, I only wanna buy shoes. She said, I love you, Murphy, especially in the white and blue. I said, the white and blue sound nice, make it twice. And I signed an autograph, thanks for the invite. The Kelly Mano Show. The princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show. Don't wanna be a player. I'm not a player, I just crush a lot. Punisher, still got what you're looking for. You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show, coming to you live with my friend Donna Harris, producer Gary, my husband Jimmy's here, and there's one person who is not in the room right now, because, Addison, are you ready to come in?
Yeah.
All right, Addison, come on in, let's see it.
Unveiling. Holly jolly.
So we had this idea. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we sent producer Gary to a grocery store, And this was the week before Thanksgiving. He was dressed in a full-size adult turkey costume. And he was in this grocery store to save the turkeys. And he spent his time marching back and forth in front of the turkeys and shouting Turkey Lives Matter. He cradled one and cried and said it was his Uncle Frank. He at one point started moving the turkeys around. And nobody in this store gave a crap. Like, I had to cut the segment down on YouTube because it went so long. It was like it had run its course in like a couple minutes. So with the Christmas season approaching... No, you are very, you know, you're not a tiny man, but you're a small, dainty...
Petite?
You're not a tiny man, but you're a dainty man.
You're not a tiny man.
I'm just saying, Addison, you make an adorable elf, okay?
Well, thank you.
And all of the rage right now are the elves on the shelves. If you look in my studio right now, I've got Freezy and Sugar Plum here staring at us like creepers. Because that's where the buttheads decided to land last night. So we decided... that we would make Addison a full-size grown man elf on the shelf.
Yeah, I don't think your pig likes me so much.
Well, you're a grown man in an elf costume in my house. I don't blame him.
And I don't think you get many of these.
No. And you guys think we're weird? So Jimmy has this idea. Addison, pass the microphone to Jimmy. What exactly are we going to be doing with Addison in this elf costume?
Okay, so I think we're going to go to a local convenience store.
Okay, it's like a gas station.
Yeah, and I think Addison, or do we have an? We need an elf name for him. Do we have one?
His wife, Naja, came up with one based on that like elf name generator. What is your name, Addison?
Yeah, Sneaky Tinselbottom.
Oh my God, I got to write that down. Okay, Sneaky Tinselbottom. All right, Jimmy, you say what he's going to do.
Sneaky is going to go into the gas station, and he is going to just perch up like an elf on the shelf.
Okay, now what if like a worker tries to talk to him?
I think the idea...
I mean, if he's a real elf on the shelf, nobody can touch him or he'll lose his magic.
He'll lose his magic, and I think it's important for him to tell the folks that if anyone approaches him, he needs to warn them not to touch him or else he'll lose his magic.
Okay.
So that needs to happen. I think the other thing... So if an employee comes up, it would not be a bad idea for Addison to tell them that he was sent from corporate. And hey, look, all right, listen, some people get to be Santa. I'm an elf. I was sent here from corporate. You know, I'm going to be with you for the next 8.5 hours. So let's just make the best of
this.
You're
like, dude, don't touch me because the kids will freak out and I'll lose my magic.
Yeah.
All right, Addison, how long has it been since you've done a street stunt?
Oh, wow. Since at least 8 years.
At least 8 years. Yeah. Now, we don't live very far from, you know, a grocery store or a convenience store or a little Stop and Shop. So we're going to come back. I think Donna and I'll do a break and give you guys some time to drive. But then when we come back, we're going to be ready to go. Now, are you going to video this for YouTube?
Of course. Video the whole nine yards. Yes.
Gary, how happy are you that this is not you?
I'm so happy.
Okay. Well, just remind me when we're done. I need to see if Gary can fit in that because, you know, I've got this idea of doing these elf on the shelf wake-ups where you know, if you are a listener of the Kelly Mano Show and if you live with a friend or family member and you would like to wake them up with producer Gary in a full-size elf costume sitting on their dresser. There's a couple of things that go into this. Number one, they cannot have a conceal and carry permit. And number two, we have to be able to get in your house with Gary dressed like an elf without like your dogs barking. So if you are a listener of the Kelly, Gary is in the fetal position in the corner. You said you wanted to do this, Gary.
The best part of that is you guys forget I'm Jewish.
You can be Christmassy for do it for the children.
There's nothing extremely Christian about an elf on a shelf, really, if you think about it. So don't let religion seep into this. However, I do want to mention, you mentioned that Addison is a, what is the word we used, a petite man?
Yeah, dainty.
Dainty, a dainty man. Gary's not a heifer, but Gary is not a dainty man at all.
Gary might have belly hanging out of that elf on the shelf.
That's what I'm hoping for. I think it needs to be a slightly pervy elf on the shelf. That'll be his name, Pervy the Elf.
And so I'm not kidding. So we're going to do this, but I want to hear from people. If you've got somebody that you want to wake up with producer Gary, and what we'll do is we'll flip on the lights of their bedroom, we'll start some Christmas music, and we'll just let them wake up, and we'll have cameras rolling.
Now, if you want producer Gary to wake, you know, Gary could be in the bed with the person.
Now, Gary, for your real job, what time do you have to leave in the mornings?
I normally have to be at work have to be to work by 8.
Okay, so this has got to be like at 6 in the morning this week. So we need at least like 2 or 3 people that want to do a Pervy the Elf wake up. So, all right. So we are going to be back. Jimmy and Addison are going to get in the car and head to a local convenience store.
Woo-hoo!
And next time I talk to you, you will be a full-size elf on the shelf in a local store.
That's right.
Are you so excited?
I am.
Are you getting like the feeling back, like you're getting back in the game?
It's bringing it all back. I'm really starting to feel it now.
All right, guys. So you guys get in the car and head out. And make sure you bring the video camera or the phone or whatever you're going to use. And we will be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Rachel Witt. We had our lending meeting last week. That was exciting. That means the move is just getting that much closer.
Oh, that's so exciting.
I know. I'm almost going to be sad when it's over because the process of looking at houses is so much fun.
That's so great. That's not typical.
No, it's not. And we've had so much fun with Rachel. If I thought Rachel was amazing, meeting her lending team was even better. It felt like we were just hanging out. I mean, and we, like a lot of people in this area, are underwater on our house, and we thought that there was no way we could get out of it. And he had the most simple solution I've ever heard in my life. And so I'm so glad that we had a chance to meet Rachel Witt, you know, last summer and start talking with her. If you are considering moving, buying, selling your home, if you have questions about if you can even get out of your home, Rachel Witt is amazing. She is a veteran in the business. She's been doing this 13 years. She has a team of 6 people that work for her, and they are all amazing. Like I said, I got to meet them at the office. I got to check out with the lending team. Things are going way better than I thought. And I think that there's a pretty cool house in the Mano's future. So, you know, I know a lot of people are upside down on their homes like we are. And man, I wish I would have met with him a long time ago and realized how easy it was to do this. I'm not going to say what we're doing because not everybody's situation is the same. And I don't want to promote something that they might not be able to do for you. But I'm telling you, the lending team at Rachel Witt are like magicians. And they're very, very creative when it comes to getting you into the home that you want. So if you are considering moving, call Rachel Witt today. Her phone number is 636-720-3836. You can also visit her website. It's homesalesinstcharles.com. Call Rachel Witt today. Donna, what's that number again?
636-720-3836.
Let me talk to him. Let me talk to him. Let it rain. Let me talk to him.
Come on.
So to have them apple bottom jeans.
You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Do they still make apple bottom jeans?
I don't know.
I don't have an apple bottom. Do they make a pancake bottom jeans? I could fit into those. So as we speak right now, my husband, Jim Mano, is driving the getaway car that holds one Mr. Addison Clark, who is dressed as a full-size elf on the shelf. His elf name is Sneaky Tinselbottom, and he is going to be a live elf on the shelf at a unsuspecting convenience store.
I love it.
I hope this week he gets kicked out quicker than you did, Gary.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not... I don't know. Maybe.
I guess they liked you.
I guess. I mean, people were high-fiving me as I was leaving the store.
So we are. All right. Well, we are going to be. We're going to get in touch with Addison and Jimmy on the next break. We're going to give them some time to drive out there. So something that I noticed that I wanted to know if you guys felt the same way is. Has everybody always been such assholes on Facebook? Or is this something that has really evolved the last couple of years?
It's because totally evolved. Totally.
Like, I thought they were annoying when they took pictures of their damn food. I'd give anything to go back to food pictures.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Because, good God, you guys are annoying. And it's just, Facebook has gone from, and I said a long time ago, Facebook jumped the shark. But I'm a slave to it because I have a business, and it's the quickest way to get my information out there, so I'm trapped. But it used to be like, here's pictures of my kids and here's fun stuff we did this weekend. And now it's like, here's what I think about Donald Trump and gun control and abortions and I hate you all and you all should die. That's what I see every day. What do you guys think?
Well, that's definitely true. I mean, it's no more fun, and it's always a, you know,
it's not fun.
Here's my soapbox.
It's
here's
not
what
fun.
You should be thinking. And then now you're inundated with everything else that everybody else is thinking.
Yeah.
So you logged in and now your brain's swirling around and you wish you never did it.
Donna nailed it. Facebook is not fun anymore. And that's what it should be. Gary?
There are definitely still things that can be fun.
But you have to weed through so much bullcrap to get there.
But see, that's the beauty is that you're able to make these groups like
that's a lot of work.
It is.
Well, I'm in a group of, you know, unfortunately, Rams fans.
Oh God! There's like seven of you.
Yeah. No, there's nine.
Do you all sit and cry together?
Pretty much. Okay. That's pretty much all we do now. And start with the hashtag Fire Fisher.
Oh yes. Okay.
But,
I know.
But you know, stuff like that. So, and we argue with each other and we talk crap to each other. But
that's different. So that is kind of what I use Facebook for, because if there is like an important like Cardinal game or Blues game, I do like, you know, talking back and forth with some of the other fans and stuff like that.
Yeah, but don't you feel like now, I mean, besides like all the work you could put into having your subgroups, don't you feel like when you get on Facebook, it's the equivalent of when you are on looking at TV and you're trying to find something and nothing's on and you're still flipping and you're still flipping, or the times you go to the refrigerator.
I was going
to
say, it's like opening the fridge.
And you're like, there's nothing to eat, and you keep going back for whatever reason, and you're like, what am I doing?
God.
And then you finally log out and you're mad at yourself that you just blew 20 minutes.
Right.
It's like you've completely and totally... just you're blindly scrolling and scrolling
right.
and scrolling, and then you get up and then you come back 5 minutes later and you scroll for another 15
minutes.
And
mine is a bunch of people I don't know. I mean, which is fine. I mean, that's cool, because I love being able to reach a lot of people really quickly. But not only am I like reading just people's like miserable hatred of life, but I don't even know these people that are fighting.
Yeah.
You know, it's just I scroll through strangers fighting about gun control and abortion, and we're going to make guns like abortions now. And, you know, God, people. Calm down. How far away is the election? A year?
A year.
Good God, we've got a long time for this.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, it just seems like Facebook is a big, great, big bucket of suck anymore. It's just, it's not fun anymore. You know, Instagram is fun.
Yeah, that is totally fun.
I like to compare it to, like, Instagram is like sitting on a couch with my friends, and Facebook is like the cafeteria at a mental hospital.
Yeah.
Is that not exactly what it is?
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm very protective of my Instagram.
It really is a lot easier for you to feel like that, because the key thing you said is you don't know what a lot Mm-mm. of, you don't know a lot of these people's
opinions.
I have
like 3,000 friends and I know like 70 of them.
There would be a lot more, people that would say they feel personally offended by the crap they have to see because they know these people,
right.
yet they may disagree with them. And
yeah.
so then you leave Facebook being aggravated at somebody that you didn't care to be mad at before, but now you're mad at them.
Right. No, Facebook is not fun anymore. And it's also a it like churns worry. You know, the
yeah.
new thing that I just read about is that, you know, helicopter parents, we don't need to worry about them anymore, because there's something a step further, and it's called lawnmower parents.
Okay, well, first of all, what in the world is a helicopter parent?
Okay.
You don't know this?
Well, I'm gonna confess too, because I know the term, but I can't tell you for sure if I'm a helicopter parent or not. And so I was waiting for you to tell me.
Can you be a little bit of both?
I don't know.
Because, okay, so helicopter parents are the parents who, like, for example, like if I take Libby Lou to like a playground, you know, and I let her like run around and like do the monkey bars, and then like there's some parent underneath her like holding out their arms like she's gonna fall, like, whose kid is this? I'm like, it's mine. Go away, crazy lady.
Gotcha.
You know, if she falls, she's so a helicopter parent is somebody who hovers all the time.
Gotcha.
I am the complete opposite of that. I don't hover at all, except when it comes to one thing, and that is kidnapping. Like, I will be a helicopter parent till the day I die, because I won't let my kids play in the front yard unattended. And we live in a quiet cul-de-sac. So when it comes to them being within my eyesight, oh yeah, I am a helicopter parent. But when it comes to them like falling down and getting hurt, or I don't care, or they're fighting, or, you know, I'm famous for being like, go downstairs, and I don't want you to come up unless somebody's bleeding. So that is not a helicopter parent.
Okay.
And so I guess it's just somebody who hovers over their parent, over their kids all the time.
Right.
Okay.
I guess I thought people use that term a lot more loosely than just kids on a playground.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's everything. It's people who just hover over everything their kids do and don't let them explore on their own, or don't trust them to explore on their own. you know, I trust my kids in the backyard. Yes, they're going to get hurt. Yes, they tried to dig up their dead dog a few years ago. But I mean, that's what kids, you know, I look out there and they're like, Mom, we need spoons. And I love to tell my kids to go dig for China. Because I did that when I was little. My parents were like, go dig in the backyard and on the other side is China. So I give my kids spoons. I'm like, go dig for China. And then
so it kind of sounds like you're torturing them.
Yeah, exactly. No, they love it because they really think they're going to find it. And then I look over and Rocky's like, Mom, I need a stronger spoon. This one's bended. I'm like, are you digging for China? And he's like, no, we're trying to dig up Daisy.
Oh, God.
No, no.
I'm like, you cannot do that. But so lawnmower parents or parents who are obsessed with their kids. And I will say that I am guilty of being a little bit obsessed with my kids. It's like, we as parents are wusses now. Like, we cannot stand to see our kids in pain.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't think, maybe not our parents' generation, but the generation before that, I don't think they cared that much. Gary, your kids are older, so do you feel like you hovered over them?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all.
So these lawnmower parents, it begins when the child is just a helpless infant. Lawnmower parents, it's a parenting form where they have excessive anxiety about their child's safety, whether or not they're developing normally according to medical standards. Kids used to fall, get hurt, and suffer from common illnesses, but now we have access to these overwhelming, contradictory knowledge at our fingertips, and it makes these parents crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's like that whole idea of, you know, okay, I'm a little bit older than uh-huh. both of you, and it's like, you know, when I grew up, you know, I drank water from the hose in the front yard.
Yep.
I rode my bike without a helmet.
Yep.
I rode in a car without seat belts.
Yep.
You know, I didn't even ride in a car seat.
Yeah. And you know, I'm glad that safety has evolved because, you know, I'm not a helicopter parent, but I'm also not a Neanderthal. I put my kids in car seats that they belong in, and
right.
I follow all of the basic rules. But at the same time, I don't feel like I need to fight their battles for them.
Right.
Well, and I think that some people feel like there's a level of error, like, where am I going to misstep? Where am I going to make the big mistake?
Yeah.
Where that's the difference between what you're saying and what, I guess, a helicopter or a lawnmower parent.
Aren't we all making mistakes? Like, we.
Yeah. I think that. Oh, gosh.
Is there anybody that's perfect as
right.
a parent?
No. Oh, well, maybe the lawnmower parents are.
I don't even know. That's the problem. They're not because they're obviously worrying too much.
So, yeah, the lawnmower parents are the ones who, like, mow down the lawn in front of the kids.
This is worse than a helicopter
yes,
parent.
Yes. This is like a step above a helicopter parent. So, I also think that it honestly helps the more kids you have.
Yeah.
You know, the more you have, the more that you just relax about stuff.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, now I'm on my third kid, and mm-hmm. he's a year old, and he's, like, grabbing milk and cereal out on his own and feeding himself. And I'm like, I guess you're hungry.
Good job, buddy. Way to fend for yourself.
That's like, what is it, the Huggies commercials where you have the first parent, like,
yes.
10 years experience and you don't have a PhD. Second child.
Right.
Oh, you know, here's all this information. I'm leaving. Bye.
Yes, exactly. You know? And Jimmy is the Googler in our family. I Google nothing. I trust doctors. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to get into this now, but I just found out a couple days ago that I have to have surgery in January. And Jimmy is already an expert on it. I have not even put it into Google. I literally could care less. And so I always said whenever the kids were little, if somebody got hurt, I had to take care of the kid and I had to take care of Jimmy, who was just as upset as the kid that was hurt. So maybe Jimmy falls a little bit into the lawnmower parenting. Donna, who hovers more, you or Christopher?
It really depends on the situation.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I can't tell you because I don't even know if I would consider myself a helicopter parent.
I don't think you are.
No.
I think you and also I think there's a lot of gray areas in parenting.
Yeah.
You know, because I will never label myself as a certain kind of parent. Like, I crack up at these list of parenting names like, well, I attachment parent and I do this. And I just think of my grandma like rolling over in her grave, like at all these moms
right.
who are like putting themselves in these categories. I'm like, dude, I'm like a normal mom. Is there a category for that?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a mom.
Speaking of normal moms, I just sent my son out on a street. Did he go in the car with Jimmy and Addison?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
I saw him trying to talk his way into it, but I didn't remember how it ended. So
no, yep. Remember, he was trying to get his hair looking good for.
Oh, that's right.
In case he meets up with any chick.
I guess, or in case he gets like a mugshot. He's like, hey, this is my first brush with the law. I got to look good. So when we come back, my husband and I guess my son are going to be live with Addison Clark, Sneaky Tinsel Bottom, and he is going to be a live elf on the shelf at an unsuspecting convenience store. My husband is getting video of everything. You are not going to want to miss this next break. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Rosé bottles foaming, she wouldn't stop, made it drop, Jordan did that popping line.
just like my glide.
Apple bottom jeans.
Kelly Mano Show.
The older she gets,
the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Back once again.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin!
It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show, and we are coming to you live. And I am on the phone with the one and only Addison Clark. Addison, can you hear us?
Yes.
All right. Hey. Does it feel like the old days?
It does. I've got the nervous, about to wet myself and everything.
All right. So you are outside of a gas station, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, has Jimmy already gone in?
Yeah, Jimmy went in.
So my husband is just like a regular patron of this gas station, and you are going to come skipping in, and you are going to be, what is your name, Sneaky Tinselbottom?
Sneaky Tinselbottom.
Great. Now, you are going to find a place. You are in a full-size adult elf costume. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And you are going to perch. Where are you going to perch? You're going to aim for, like, the fountain soda area?
A nice little countertop by the fountain soda area.
All right, and Gary, I want you to time how long he gets to stay in there. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if they try to, if don't let anybody touch you, because you'll lose your magic. You know that, right?
Right. Okay. Can't let anybody touch me.
No, and you're not allowed to walk. You're only allowed to skip.
Right.
All right. Now, Addison, are you ready to go in?
Okay, I am ready.
All right, my husband is running the video camera, and we are just going to sit back and listen. And Gary, let's see how long he can be a human elf on the shelf.
All right, I'm just climbing out of the car.
All right.
And I got to fix my wires here. So.
Yep.
Okay.
No.
All right, so I am skipping across the parking lot. Look out. You know, these shoes aren't so soft.
they're women's shoes.
Elf shoes are horrible.
No support in those elf shoes.
We're getting old. We need orthopedic elf shoes.
Right, there we go.
Feel free to tell people Merry Christmas on the way in.
Merry Christmas. Okay.
Now, find a spot and perch.
I am off. Perch.
Okay, now get in the creepy elf pose and do not talk, unless anyone talks to you. Are you sitting on a table?
I am.
Okay, can you see my husband?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm so glad to be on the other side of this time.
If anybody can...
Don't touch me. I'll lose my magic.
Was that a worker or a customer?
Customer.
Customer. Are there any other customers around?
Not at this time. Okay. They're a couple looking. Just
well,
kind of looking.
They've got a few more minutes, and we're going to put you on the counter at the checkout.
Yeah, kind of.
If anybody comes near you, say, don't touch me, I'll lose my magic.
Oh, please don't touch me. I'll lose my magic.
All right, we're 2 minutes in.
Don't forget to tell them your name.
Get off the counter.
I'm being asked to get off the counter.
Tell him not to touch you. You'll lose your magic. Addison, just go to another counter. You're
I'm
an elf.
I'm going to it. Yes. I know it.
Go to another counter and perch. That's what elves do.
I'm just Sneaky Tinselbottom. I'm the elf on the shelf. Corporate sent me. I tried to be Santa Claus. It wasn't the right size. So I'm here for the next 8.5 hours.
No, just skip to the other side of the store and sit somewhere else.
Yep, on the other side.
All right. Tell him if he's not nicer to you when you fly back home tonight, you're going to tell Santa that he was naughty. Mm-hmm. When he comes back. I assume this is a worker talking to you now?
Yes.
Okay. Is he bigger than you? Are you reperched?
I am.
Okay. Can he see you?
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be funny if that same little girl from the grocery store came in?
Tell him you're an elf on the shelf. You belong on the counter.
So I'm an elf on the shelf? Do you mind if I perch up on the counter? Can't hear you.
Privately owned company and private property, so it's like a prank or something, you just have to put yourself to it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You can go someplace else then.
No problem.
Right.
Okay, tell him that when you now skip out, but tell him you're gonna tell Santa how naughty he was.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Yep. Just don't touch me because I'll lose my magic.
All right, are you skipping out of there?
I'm skipping out.
Okay, he didn't seem very happy.
He was not happy at all.
All right, are you up for one more?
I'm sure.
Okay, all right, we're gonna be. All right, we're gonna let you go to another store, and we'll be right back. Okay.
Okay.
All right, get in the car, Addison.
I'm on my way. Okay. He made it sure that I left. Oh yeah, I don't think he was happy at all.
Well, can you still talk to him and tell him that you're going to tell Santa that he was naughty when you fly home tonight?
Oh, he made sure that I left.
Okay. All right. So we're going to have you go to one more store, and we'll be right back, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
I'll call you back in 2 minutes. That is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
All right, so we are back with Addison Clark. Addison, have you guys made it to a new location?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so from what I understand, you happen to be at the location that exclusively sells Elves on the Shelf. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Okay. That's why we have Donna here. She comes up with great ideas like that. So this particular time, I want you to go in and find the Elf on the Shelf display, which is going to be right in front of you because I know what store you're at. And I want you to be really excited that you found your family. And
these are my people.
Exactly. look, this is my cousin Bob. I haven't seen him in years. And then when a worker comes up to you, I want you to drop everything and take off running and go hide.
Okay.
And we'll let them find you. All right, so Jimmy's already in and he's recording. All right, Sneaky Tinselbottom, are you ready to start skipping?
I am ready.
All right, skip away, Sneaky, skip away.
Okay.
Let me know when you reach the doors.
Shutting the door.
And my husband is videoing all of this. It will be at kellymano.com later today. We've got Addison Clark in a full-size Elf on the Shelf costume. Go.
All right. Skipping across the parking lot now.
Make sure you tell
people are coming out looking funny.
I guess so. Okay.
Coming in.
All right, look for your friends. You're really excited when you see them.
Where are my friends? Where are my people? I don't see my people.
Uh-oh.
You lied to me. Where are my people?
Okay, run up to a worker and ask where the elves on the shelves are.
I see my people.
Oh, you see them.
I don't see them. Have you seen anybody that looks like me? No? There's nowhere in the store that has something that looks like me?
Oh.
My people. Cousin Bob. Can you tell me where they are? Those are my people. In the back? Where in the back? Back this way? All the way back this way? How far back? You don't know?
Tell them not to touch you or you'll lose your magic.
Just don't touch me. I'll lose my magic. All right.
Okay, skip away.
Hello. Have you seen my people? You haven't? I can't find my family. It's very concerning. Okay. Oh.
I hope you run into,
you
like...
You know where my people are?
What?
My people. Have you seen my people?
Your people? Like the elves?
They look like me.
Back white more.
Back right.
That's back.
Okay. Thank you.
Keep skipping. Make sure you introduce yourself and tell them your name.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Hello. Good. I'm Sneaky Pencil Bottom. Yes. Have you seen my people?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me go over that way.
You saw them?
Yeah.
Were they excited?
I'm excited.
Okay.
I can't find. Oh.
I think you found them.
I think I found. Like, are those my people? Have you seen them? Are those my people? Do you see? They look like. You don't know? Sure. Did you see my people?
That way.
Awesome.
They're so accommodating. They're not even questioning a full-size man in an elf costume.
Well, maybe they're like, that way, get the heck out of here.
He said this way and he lied to me.
See?
I found them. I found my people.
All right, now just start celebrating and looking at them and skipping around until somebody comes to talk to you and then run and hide.
I got my people.
Run up to a customer and tell them that this is your cousin.
Here we go. My cousin. Does he look like me? What do you think?
Yeah, he looks just like.
Would we pass as brothers? No? Okay. I'm Sneaky Pencil Bottom.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I found my people. Wait, there's a lady that helped me find my people. I gotta go back to her. Thank you, ma'am. I found my people. I did. Thank you so much. You have no idea what this means to me. Do we look alike?
Sure do.
Yes.
All right, Addison, can you take like three of them up to the checkout and jump on a conveyor belt? But tell them okay. You don't have any money. You can only pay in syrup.
I can. Okay. All right, I got to get a three. And I'm a long way from the conveyor belt.
Oh, you are? Is there another department back there?
No, I'm like in the back of the store.
Is my husband having to sprint to keep up with you?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. So I'm going to head back up. I've got my three elves.
Okay.
And I'm going to head back up to the front of the store. Skipping.
There you go. Addison sounds tired. Hey, grab me a Pepsi at the checkout, but pay for that in real money, not syrup.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, let us know when you get up there.
Oh, my feet are killing me, by the way.
I know. Those are slippers.
Dude, the struggle is real.
For Sneaky Tinsel Bottom.
I'm Sneaky Tinsel Bottom.
Can you jump up on the conveyor belt, or are you too short? Are you too dainty?
I got a long way to go.
How big is the store?
Okay, almost there.
Now,
okay.
Now, don't...
There's a
quite a line.
Okay, well, don't wait. You are an elf. Cut in line.
Okay.
Just say, I've got to get these back to Santa right now.
All right. I got it. I'm here. And I'm on the belt.
Sounds like an Olympic decathlon.
On the belt.
Okay, we'll be quiet now.
Waiting. Hello. I'm Sneaky Pencil Bottom. These are my people. I think we're ready to go. Oh, and I need a Pepsi.
Tell
Can
him
you
turn
the belt on, please. Here we go. Uh-huh. Yep. Where is it?
Tell them not to touch you or you'll lose your magic.
Yeah, just don't touch me when I come by. I'll lose my magic. I'm waiting on the belt.
Are you sitting on it? Your elf junk is worth.
All right.
Now tell her you don't have any money. You can only pay in syrup.
She left me. Where are you, ma'am? Oh, I have to find my Pepsi. I got my people.
Okay. Did she say we don't need any caffeine for you?
How's Coke work for you?
That's fine.
Oh, good. Afraid I was going to have to go all the way across.
Nope, just get back up on that belt.
All right, I'm back. Wait, I got to jump up on the belt. I got to ride the belt one more time with my thing. Okay. Oh, it stopped so fast. Oh, I'm sorry. Just don't touch me. I'll lose my magic. Okay. I don't really want these people.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'll just put them back.
Tell her you're going to fly back to Santa tonight and tell him that she was very nice to you.
But I'm going to fly back to Santa tonight. I will tell her. What's your name?
Marie.
I'm Sneaky Pencil Bottom. I'll tell him Marie is going to go to the top of his list.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, Marie. All right.
Get my Coke and then skip on out of there and tell Merry Christmas to everybody on the way out.
Okay. No joke.
Riding the conveyor belt was easier.
I might have to ride the belt again at this rate. I don't know. Okay.
Uh-oh. Did your card decline?
Yeah, what's happening?
Card decline? It doesn't like the elf's card.
It's only $1.86, Addison.
I'll try this again. I don't read so well.
Okay, just give the Coke to my husband and then get out of there. All right, everybody give a round of applause for Addison Clark. Yay! All right, Addison, head back to the studio, bring me my Coke, and good job. He's still got it, you know
yes,
that?
Yes, he does.
All right, we'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
The Kelly Mano Show.
She finally found a job
that doesn't require a bra. The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois. They have been in business in Granite City for 45 years, which is just amazing. I can't do anything for longer than 45 minutes. But somehow, Jerry and Heather have ran this fantastic business at 2310 Namioke Road in Granite City, Illinois.
just 10 minutes from the Arch. I cannot stress enough that this business is on the very, very edge of Granite City, and it's so easy to get to. If you have good credit, they will work with several credit unions to get you financed. Or if you've fallen on hard times, you've had a rough couple of years, they are really great people. They can be a buy here, pay here lot for you. Maybe if you've got a 16-year-old that's getting ready to get their license and they don't have a lot of credit built up, JM Motors is a great place to go. They never get their cars from auction, and their repeat customers speak for itself. Make sure you tell them that Kelly Manna sent you. Stop by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois at 2310 Namioke Road. Thank you, JM Motors. It is the Kelly Manno Show, and welcome back to the studio, Addison Clark.
That was so much fun.
Are you serious?
Yes, and you know what? It was a first. It was a radio first for me. I've never ridden on a conveyor belt in a store before.
I thought you had done everything.
Well, no.
They love you there. I think they're going to hire you to be a greeter. Now, so my husband just came in and showed us a little bit of the video, and it is hysterical.
Well, you know.
I have to say, Addison, you have not lost your touch.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been so long. I mean, I really didn't know how it was going to go.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, before I was just like beast mode. It just happened, you know? And
right.
And I was like, okay, well, you know, what do I say? I don't know. I can't hear.
It's just like weird. Riding a bike, right?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Now, you have a teenager now. Is she going to be horrified by this? Because she didn't have to live through this the first time.
No, she's already saying she's adopted.
I don't blame her one bit. Well, Addison, I'm just so proud of you. I really thought that you may have lost it over the years, because it takes balls the size of church bells to be a stuntman. I mean, it sounds fun to other people, but I had to do a couple, and it was horrible. I hated doing them.
Yeah, I remember when I first started, and I was scared to death. I was like, it was me. I would just be me, you know. This is who I am.
Yep.
But at the same time, you're kind of like, oh, I don't know, you know. This is just weird. But
well,
yeah,
Addison, you are welcome back anytime on the Kelly Manno Show
to
co-host. Maybe I'll actually have you come back and not make you go out and act like an idiot, or maybe I will. And I do think that later this week, whether it's Addie or Gary, we're going to see if Gary can fit in that costume you're wearing. We need to do some elf wake ups.
That would be so fun.
Could you imagine it? So if you've got a friend or family member that you live with and you want to surprise them with a life size elf on their shelf in the morning, email the show at heykelly@kellymanno.com. Gary and I are the only two who check that email, and we will set something up later this week where we sneak into your house at 6 o'clock in the morning. Have a couple of phones recording, the lights come on, and your loved one wakes up to a producer Gary, a full-size elf, sitting on their shelf. Should we pull like a disclaimer that if you break their shelf, we are not paying for it, because we are not making enough money on this show yet. So, Gary, find a sturdy shelf.
Or a cheap one.
Right. And an IKEA one. So, Addison, Sneaky Tinsel Bottom. Did your wife come up with that name because it was like the letter of your alphabet?
It was, yeah, I don't even know. It was something on Facebook, and it was something to do with your name and the month that you were born in.
So, Gary, will you Google real quick our elf name generators? No, Google it right there, and we'll see what all of our elf names would be. Because there was a guy in the news just like a week ago. Okay, so his name was Budweiser. And what did he do? I think Addison knows this story. Did he
look? Yeah. I mean, did you see pictures of him?
Yeah.
He looks like a trashy Justin Bieber or something.
Yeah. I thought he looked like a frat boy. So his first name is Bud and his last name is Weiser.
That should tell you something right there.
And you think that's really his first name?
It's got to be. I mean, if they printed it in the paper that way. I mean, who are his parents that are drunks enough to name their kid that?
Budweiser, right.
Exactly.
So what did Budweiser do?
So I think he crashed his car somewhere down by the brewery.
Okay.
And he got out and he decided, I guess, I don't know, he was going to call for help or something. So he decides to jump a fence, like, into secure grounds that are, like, patrolled at the brewery.
Does he know that he's jumping the Anheuser-Busch fence?
I have no idea. It sounds like something more like I would do.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, if your name is Budweiser, I think you know where Anheuser-Busch is.
Right.
So how did he get caught?
So, it's a patrolled area. So there's security guys there, and they just caught him. He's like, hey, he jumps a fence, and they're like, excuse me?
Did he say, do you know who I am?
I'm kind of a big deal.
I own this place. You want to see my driver's license?
Right.
Oh, well, we had a girl in high school, and her name, like the funniest that I can remember, was we had a girl named Misty Spray. And in Granite City, Illinois, I was in junior high with her, and her name was Misty Spray. And so, you know, I feel like because I've got kids with names like Rocky and Libby Lou, I kind of forfeit my ability to make fun of other people's names. But yeah, Misty Spray is a good one. Did you guys go to school with anybody who had like funny names like that?
Well, I have a coworker, and her name's Crystal Feathers.
Oh, that's
and
good.
And I said, "Are you serious? That's really your name?"
She sounds like a hippie.
I know, and she's nothing like a hippie, not at all.
Really?
Yeah, I guess her parents were.
Crystal Feathers.
Are
you
forgetting me?
Gary's name is Gary Weed. And that is his given last name.
That is for real.
Yes.
Absolutely, 100% for real.
Wow.
And when his wife married him, she took his last name.
Really?
Yeah, well, she hyphenated at least. But yeah, she did.
If I married a guy with a weird last name like Wiener, I would never take
it.
Never, ever, 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 ever in a million years. Would not do it. Addison, did you grow up with anybody with weird names?
No, but I can remember when I was a kid, you know, I used to play. I always had this fascination for radio.
Yeah.
So I used to play like radio DJ or whatever, sure. And I would do these little phone pranks, and I had a way to record them, you know, back in these days. And I remember randomly dialing someone out of the Yellow Pages named Dr. Fillmore Lipschitz.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when we grew up on Fortune Drive, the people next to us, their last name was the Whiteheads. It was Don and something or other, and my brother and I used to prank them every week, and they'd call and be like, "Hi, is this the Blackheads?" And they're like, "No." And we'd be like, "Sorry, wrong pimple." And we would do it once a week. They had to know it was the idiot kids next doors. The best name that I ever came across was so my friend Mandy in high school was like the really well-behaved one out of all of us. Mm-hmm. Like we were like the jackass delinquents, and she was always the good one, the designated driver, the one who didn't get kicked off Palms or show her boobs to the liquor store guy to get beer underage. And so we're driving home from Forest Park, and she's driving this brand new like pink car that her parents got her for her birthday. And we get in our first car accident. And it was a good one. We were all okay, but it wasn't a fender bender. It was a good car accident. So me and Mandy and Stephanie are sitting on the side of the road, and the police officer comes over, and Mandy is just beside herself, you know, because she's the good kid. And they give us the police report to sign, and the guy that we got in an accident with, his name was Harry Knuckles.
No.
And I lost my shit. And I'm like, okay, I'm 35 now, and I have the maturity of a seventh grader. So you could imagine a 16-year-old Kelly Mano.
Right.
I get that report, and I'm losing my mind.
Wow.
And Mandy is like, this is not funny. Quit laughing. And I'm like, I'm trying to melt her. I'm like, his name is Harry Knuckles. And I can't even get it out.
Did they drag?
Yes, I know, right? I can't even remember what the guy looked like. But yeah, so Harry Knuckles was the first real funny name I came across. Okay, Gary, have you found our elf names?
I have.
Does it go by, or would you like to take the microphone and tell everybody what our official elf names are?
Yes.
Okay, Kelly?
Yes.
Based on your first and last name, your elf name is Cookie Candy Slay.
All right.
Yes.
It sounds more like a stripper name than an elf name, but you know.
A stripper? Oh, speaking of strippers, Addison. Wait a minute.
So you had to go there.
I did have to go there. And I tried to go there at IHOP the other night, but your daughter was next to us. So Addison. Addison, you. Okay. How real of a stripper did you used to be?
What do you mean, how real?
Like,
I mean, when you take your clothes off and people pay you money, I think
okay.
You're real.
Did you go down to thong? Or so you? How old were you when you were a stripper?
Well, let's see. I don't know. You know, it wasn't like it was a
Does
full-time
last week
job
count?
Or anything. I was probably, you know, like early 20s,
yeah.
Late teens, early 20s.
Now, you never got all the way down to like dong, right? Like you left your underwear.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Now, what was your clientele like?
Well, men? You know, it was funny because once I joined the show, a lot of them were listeners.
No. Now, did you have, like, I know a lot of, like, dancers that are women have, like, a special dance. Like, did you have, like, the lotion dance or, like, the, like, did you have, like, a song that you really rocked it out to?
Man, you know what? I can't even remember, to tell you the truth. I don't remember, like, I didn't have a theme. I wasn't, like, one
like
of the guys
Thunder
who,
Down Under.
Who, like, had, like, a mask and they came out and dropped the robe and all that stuff.
No, like, Velcro pull-off jumpsuit
type
of thing?
Well, you know, Velcro pants, that was about it. But you know what? I can tell you, I did have a favorite thong.
Yes.
And it was a stork. The front of it. It was a stork.
Did it bring people babies? Were you impregnating your client?
Well, my wife and I didn't know. Yeah.
It wasn't really a stork with a baby, like a hanging baby stork.
No, it didn't have a baby.
Well,
it was
a stork.
It was a stork. It had feathers and a head.
Where was the beak?
It stuck out on his.
Did your elk go in the beak?
No, it was like the feather, the breast of the stork was
okay,
where.
Storks are for babies in clouds. You are a pervert, son. You were gonna say like it was like leopard print or like snake skin, and then you come with a stork that's supposed to deliver babies.
I'm sorry,
you are filthy. I am sorry for asking. Gary, can you continue on with our elf names, please? Now that we have covered Addison Clark's stripping history,
or okay. Uncovered one of the two.
All right, Ms. Donna Harris, cranberry sugar bobbles,
sugar bobbles.
Right. And for yours truly, Pinecone Frost Tree.
That's yours?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Pinecone Frost Tree.
All right. You guys are ridiculous. Oh, Addison, I'm never going to be able to, like, look at a stork the same way again. Seriously, storks are supposed to bring babies and be happy things, not be flopping dongs on stage. Good Lord.
I just like it that you use the word dong.
You know what? I told you, I have the maturity of a seventh grader. All right. So, Addison, Donna, anybody you guys want to say hi to as we wrap up this show? Are you guys too embarrassed?
Yeah. I'm stunned, like, by the stork.
You can't follow Stork Dong with your kid's name.
No. Yeah. I cannot.
Steven, you know what? Kelly Mano is coming out with a merchandise line. We've already got the cups ordered.
Yeah.
I'm thinking a stork.
The stork dong? I mean.
The stork dong thong.
There you go.
Dong.
Yes.
Let me see that dong.
No, dong, da, dong, dong, dong. All right. That was the Kelly Mano show. It was the least prepared show that I've ever had, and we're going to end it on the stork dong note. So, Addison, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Even better than I thought you were going to be. You got to come back, like, soon.
I would come back anytime. It was so much fun.
Donna, you're always welcome. You might as well have a key to my house at this point.
Yeah, well, yeah, I sneak in when I can.
I can show you a secret window we don't lock. Producer Gary, thanks for hanging with us as always.
Of course.
If you like the show, share the show. If you want to scare the hell out of somebody in your family with an elf wake up, email us at heykelly@kellymano.com. Or go to the Facebook page, Kelly Mano, Instagram, all that good stuff. I'm going to let the Spice Girls sing it out, and thanks for joining us. We will be back next week on the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Everybody say bye.
Bye. Bye.